Record.
All right.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, I call this meeting to order. And well, so much for public comment. Not unless you want to talk about yourself.
So to you guys. You know, I gave you that, I was thinking about that stuff that I gave you. And, you know, if this was Great West or KLJ or whatever, it would be all pretty and pink lipstick all over it. And sorry, I don't have, I can't do that.
That's why not?
You know,
you're not whining and dining us at all.
What's I know, I'm not taking you all out to dinner.
So what we're trying to do is get away from basically... What does it amount to? We kind of put you on the payroll, right? Or you become part of us, represent us.
I represent you in engineering things only.
Okay. Yeah, because we're just trying to dig that 6-inch line over in front of the trailer courts. It's like, are you kidding me? How much money they want. And Great Western's, they've dogged us a couple times. And I'm not really talking to Chad. Yeah. So, John's here. He is, we're looking at putting them, basically retainer for them to be our engineer if we need an engineer.
Yeah. Which you do at the moment.
Which, unfortunately, anything you do, you have to have an engineer.
Well, I know for the trailer park and then...
Has to be engineered.
Now, what you're talking about the wells or something. Some of these be done.
That's another whole
thing. The wells were a survey. That's where that money for the wells was to survey. I believe elevation,
yes.
Wasn't it?
Yes, it was to take because he was going to be there for the other stuff. He was just getting me the elevations and the ground around it because I need that to do the engineering, to do the drawings. I actually, if you want to talk about the project, I thought about it real hard today driving, but we may not have to do a DEQ review to put those houses up.
The buildings up?
The only thing that really requires anything is that if we extend the well casing, and I don't know if we need that. It could be just plant hourly, and that would be a few shekels to do it. So that may be very true.
To get you on board, DHS came in here, and we have to protect our wells. Our wells are unprotected. And our power and everything.
So like put a fence around it? Is that?
That's no.
No, what are you trying to protect it?
We're actually talking about doing buildings around it.
Okay. So now, I mean, that makes sense to me. I mean, it's a...
So when Department of Homeland Security was here doing it, it was more like, so what? It wasn't illegal, but what can people break into? It's the wells, the tanks, stuff like that. So there's money available to fix this stuff. So that was like part of the first, correct me if I'm wrong, that was like part of the first process recognizing that you have a problem. Wasn't that why he was here?
Yes, and the Rural Water, Haley needed it because she's trying to go after some money.
Yep.
That Rural Water has the national organization to help you out. Okay, mm-hmm. Then it's a tough call because the timing may be still wrong because it takes me some time. It's going to require something. And we thought at first when we talked, I don't know if you remember, we talked about it has to, for her, it would have to be a PER. But we talked today in Grass Range, and we think after looking at some other stuff, because the grant has, it's weird. Some of them don't understand what the engineering is, and some just say you need a plan. Okay? So we think we don't need to do all that. We just need to develop a plan. And that wouldn't take very long.
Doesn't need to be an engineer plan. It just needs to be a plan.
I would stamp it as an engineer, so that it had some credibility. And that would probably be enough for them to get the deviation they need to go in and fix that stuff. Okay, because they have to go through a deviation process because it's in that.
This is in your realm, Tammy.
It's in the floodplain.
But we found out. Through DNRC and all of them, that there is a, not really a loophole, but there is a way that we can bypass all of that and we can get a permit where we can actually build them down there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We can't build anything other than around our well house. I mean, we can't decide, well, let's put a big warehouse down there for storage. We cannot do that. But around our well houses and stuff, which would incorporate enclosing in all the power and everything in the wells themselves, we can do that.
Yeah, I figured there was a loophole for that.
I specifically asked her that question, and she says there's a way around that.
There is. She Haley found it through DNRC and stuff.
I think there's emergency or whatever.
It's not even emergency. It's a little clause in there that she found, and we can do it. Okay. But all this granting that's coming, that they're looking at doing, is available. But the issue we have is we have to have a shovel-ready plan to go
for her
to get this granting. Okay. So, but in order to do that,
we got to go through this route.
We got to bring an engineer. We got to have that. We have an engineer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have
on our thing.
You have the wells and all that, and the line over at the trailer park.
Right.
That's the two projects that we're looking at.
Well, it's
not
gonna
if we do a PER. I think
We want everything.
We want
everything.
Well, that's the world leader, and then we've got our base.
So that all entails.
It's all entailed. But in order to go for any of this granting or any of this funding, we have to have an engineer on deck to do this.
So what we're trying to do, the plan is to bring him aboard.
So it looks like probably a more cost-effective way of doing things.
His hourly rates are cheaper than what we pay in Great Western.
Yeah, and you can't get any granting unless you have.
Okay, I'm on board.
Yeah.
And all of this is taking place, like this project over here, this is all based on granting.
Okay.
Like we explained in the council meeting when you guys did approve to go ahead and go forward, that's all based on the granting, that we get the granting, then we can go forward on this other stuff.
And that grant will be tied into the main?
Well, we'll get grants for that, okay.
Cool.
We want to make it grants free.
Yeah.
Or right.
Might be a little matching. We'll talk about it here after a bit. I'll talk
Generally, there's always matching, but
we could do stuff without
matching. We're looking at right now, there's no match. It's just straight graphics.
I mean, we don't do nothing unless we can get together and get it done so we can at least see what's available. So that's where I'm at with it.
And then there's grant money for engineering on the water side of that.
And then you can do meters and all that with it inside that.
That's
grant,
another
possibly.
One. Yeah.
There's
grants available for that. And like Nate was just saying, there's grants available for engineering to do these different engineering projects. So, but until we just can't go out and apply for these, we have to have you guys have to have signed off saying, okay, he's doing our engineer.
Okay.
McDonough is our engineer, so we have an engineer on board. Now we can apply for grants, and we go because we have the engineer on board.
So we just need to make a motion.
A motion and an accepted
so
motion.
So what is his title would be?
City engineer, town engineer.
Town engineer. I make a motion to approve
John McDonough
as the engineer for the town of Frohnburg.
I second it.
So we have a motion and a second to accept John as the engineer of Frohnburg. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. So now it's in the record, so now it's legal.
Okay. Let's talk about the PER process, because that's the first thing. If you can see in your packet, she sent you another piece of paper. I wrote that up yesterday because we need to move on it as quickly as we can, because the window for doing these it's called a planning grant, to do them is going to close. One of them will close the 10th of July. That's the commerce one. And then on the 15th, the DNRC one opens up, and it's open for a month. And then what this sets you up for, when we go to do this, I want you to give me every wish list item you have. Okay. Anything that you need money for that you're not getting. Okay. I was just at Grass Range. They don't even have a pickup.
Yeah.
They work out of his car.
We're really close to that right now.
I know you have. The reason I'm bringing that up is that pickup, Scott, it's a half-ton pickup with a three-quarter-ton sidewalk.
Yeah.
I can't believe you haven't broke the axles off it.
And the other thing you guys had mentioned was like a side-by-side. So instead of driving the truck all around, you have a little side-by-side that can...
Do you do buildings too?
A wish list.
Like ADA compliant buildings, or is that that goes someplace else?
They told me you can't.
Water and wastewater together. But there are, I know there are funds out there for ADA access.
There's funds for ADA, but as far as doing a brand new building or something like that, you don't get them for that. You have to borrow it for that.
But this all comes in.
But you could come in and put it on your streets, but it's not in.
It's water sewer. So I'm assuming that's what the water sewer.
And that's my field.
So we had run into that problem with not having meters, enough meters, and we didn't have enough money to buy meters.
Right.
So we can apply for all that granting.
Yep.
But the meters just don't count. We need something to put them in.
Yeah.
Right.
So they're not in your house.
So that's going to put a lot on your table.
What about
really? Because when we do this,
be in the contract.
When we do this for the meters and stuff like this, where we're going meter pits, we're putting it in there to have basically an outside
contractor
come in and dig the meter pits in.
Yeah, but just for the funding of that side of it, it's kind of figuring out. You know, 75 meters.
We already did all that. Okay, nice.
I have a question since we're talking about this. Do we have aerators at the sewer lagoon?
Mm-hmm.
What about doing without the aerators? Joliet's doing that. They're going without the aerators to a bubbler or something.
Oh, we got fine diffuse bubblers. We don't have the aerators that we had in the past.
Right.
We have fine diffuse bubblers now.
Okay. Or something like that, so they don't have to use the
same system
or whatever. So
this is the same system.
And you've actually turned those down, so we're not using.
We have three blowers. We're actually running on one.
Okay.
Which cut our power bill in?
Which
is probably a good thing because I think one of them blew up, didn't it?
We fixed it.
Blew up a long time ago, right?
Yeah. Well, one blew up a long time before we even got on here, and
we got them both fixed.
Everything's fixed up. We lost a cooling fan on one, but. They're in now. I gotta go pick them up. The new cooling fans.
We don't need a new line before booth since we're putting in our wish list.
But we haven't talked much about sewer stuff, but we can, because we can add that into this PER. It can be both water and sewer. It can be. So if there's a wish list there, let me hear about it.
My question, when you put all that in there, if you have this big wish list, will they filter through? And say,
we can't fund
the truck, but we can do this.
What we're trying to do is a little bit overwhelm them with what the town needs help.
Okay. I just want to look at it and be like, oh, that's too much.
And then the PER is
all right.
We're trying to dump them on this and get whatever money's available.
Right,
and then
right.
We can use the monies as it comes in.
I'm just afraid you overshoot and then you don't get any of it.
We need to overshoot.
Right,
you ask for the world. And
we need that.
And then they'll filter
25%.
Okay, then that's my what was
we
my
need
question.
To overshoot because then that way they get.
Yeah,
us.
Yeah, I'm 100%.
Right now, because of the way Montana Rural Water's in our backing, and right now they've gone to the state legislature and they're using us. In fact, here coming up in July, they are actually coming up, and we are going to be the poster child.
They want to do a movie. They want to do some filming.
They're going to do a movie.
They're going to do a movie.
They're actually coming up to do some filming.
Yeah.
They're getting a professional photographer. They're going to do some filming, and they're taking us to the national level
to show
where we were at
and
how we've improved up and what our goals going forward with.
And our struggles
the struggles because it also puts us. The way it's going, the way it was explained, is it also, because of the shape that we're in everything, it actually is putting us at the top of the funding.
So this is a perfect time to be...
And we, you know, they want to come, and they did ask permission if they could film, and said yes. Because if it wasn't for them, we're dead in the water.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Yeah, they've saved our bacon.
It's hard, because we've been nickel and diamond things, and it'd be nice.
It is you, 8 months ago.
Yes.
I mean, they're one tick away.
Grass ranges
from just
really
blowing up, and they'll be without water for weeks.
They're actually in a dire situation because Dennis has already asked. There's a good possibility he's asked, and he's going to put it to them that Nate and I may go down there to help them in their plumbing.
Where's this hang? Grass Range?
Grass Range.
He actually mentioned that in the meeting.
Yeah, they wanted us to
come down and help with the plumbing to set up meter to just set up their new meter to help
the district. What's the population of Grass Range, if I'm not
about 110?
Yeah.
So they're smaller than
it's a nice little town.
I like Grass Range.
I do too.
They just can't get any.
Why go through there?
They just don't have any help and
no water operators.
Well, and so you're a little town. They can't afford to pay anybody.
Well, I went and sat with them after the operator left. He was very adamant. You cannot pay your guy $16 an hour and expect him to stay here.
Nope.
You can't do that.
Nope.
They've been there.
You're just going to burn it. Burn, just like, oh, screw it.
Yes, you have.
And you can't do that. So they're going, yeah, we know. We got to get the wages. I would say next council meeting, it's $2. And then every 6 months, it's $1 for till he's like at $23 or $24.
Well, the problem is you pay for what you get, you know, and these guys, you know, you get somebody hardworking who does a good job and you're paying him $16 an hour. Pretty soon down the road, that somebody knows he's a hard worker or whatever, and they're going to offer
him 20, right there.
Yeah, and then you're gone.
That lady right there. That lady right there is highly underpaid.
The people we had.
Oh, I can't read. We can't.
Well, she can't even send out a simple text. No. I mean, come on.
That was Verizon, man. I sent that lady out of peanut butter. We're done discussing that.
We can bring that up, can't we, Michelle? We can't vote on it, but we can still bring it up for discussion.
Well, not now.
No?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
That's not part of our special meeting.
Yeah. Should we close out this meeting and that way anything we say after?
I need you to decide on that other piece of document.
You need my signature?
Well, twice. So that other document.
We have two.
There's one that's called the task order. The one was just an introduction and here's our fee sheet. The task order is to do this. Look for these. I gave an estimate between 3,000 and 7,000. The only reason I had to give you such a spread, especially Paul, is because I changed all the forms in a couple of those processes. So I may have to learn a little bit, but I'm hoping it will be more like 3 or 4 at the most. And I have a permit writer that, or not a permit, a lady that might be able to help us. That's Dennis Eaton's wife. And so she may do it for 20. She may do it for 20.
Is that what we already have? Yeah.
I might have her do the work.
Yeah.
But then these.
What is today?
These little proposals. 23rd?
Yeah.
Or not little proposals. 23rd. The PER work. Okay. It's you can't get any money back to pay for the proposal writing. It says right in their documents. They won't pay for that.
Okay.
So that's something the town has to pick up. And that's why I put it in there like that. Okay. But I will try to find it and get it done for 3,000 or less. My goal. But I didn't want to surprise you. I wanted you to know it could be that high if something's really weird, but I don't think so. It's always time, and my stuff is always time and materials. Don't get me wrong. I've never been a hard bid because I don't believe it. Not for something like a small community like this. I don't want to take all your money. What's left?
Great Western's got a bunch of it.
I know they do. They have a lot of town's money.
They spend
you down where you cannot do any other infrastructure work.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they figure out how much money is available before they figure out how much they're going to charge.
That's right.
Yeah, I figured that would probably.
So I need you to sign that other document you did already.
Yeah,
I got her to make a photocopy of, and then I let them take them home.
I think it's the other one too.
You got them both.
Did you get both of them? Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah.
You sign the bottom of one, and
you just sign.
I think I got them both.
Yes.
I signed twice.
Yeah, he did.
So any questions for me, please, I'll give you a card. I have no issues with you calling me at any time. If I tell you I'm fishing, well, I'm sorry, I'm fishing. Yeah. But I don't mind. I don't mind you calling me.
You're not getting
me
an answer out of me.
I don't mind me calling me if you have, especially these guys, if they have an engineering question and he needs an answer right now, well, I'm your guy. I will. I'll figure that out with him right away what the answer is. Okay? And some of that stuff, the phone calls, I'm not Great West. Ooh, tick, there's 10 minutes. Tick, there's another 10 minutes.
Well, know what they're doing?
The reality is most of our engineering problems we're going to have is they're the ones they're going to find.
I'm all for this, actually.
I'm not going to call you. It'd be...
that's why I pointed to that.
I'm not...
But as a councilman, if you had a question,
I'd go to him.
Yeah, you can.
Because I don't. I'm not a water sewer guy.
Yeah.
I'm a piping guy.
Well, that's part of it.
Totally different process.
The rest of it, 80% just showing up.
I can tell you if it's bad. That pipe's bad. Cut it out.
Any questions for me?
Well, how is it?
No.
Good. I'm good.
Okay. I'm not that, like I was telling you, I'm not that company going to give you something painted in pink, lipstick or something.
Yeah,
I don't do that.
We prefer purple.
Yeah, I don't have the people to do that, and that's overhead. That's the deal with me. We don't want a bunch of overhead at all.
Overhead's money. Money's what we don't have.
That's right. That's right. Like, you can take it however. I come down here, that's overhead. If I have to come down here, then I'll charge you. But just to come around and do this, you know.
Right.
It's still 8 hours or 7.5 hours of driving. And
went to and from.
I still got to get to Helen with that.
Coming out of Grass Range?
You're stopping at Canyon Ferry.
No, fishing will be done by the time I get there. The wind's been blowing like a...
That's all right. Good fishermen don't
get the
care.
Wind right. You get the wind right.
That's right. You don't even have to cast.
Should we close out this meeting and take all this off the agenda so we don't have to listen to it on the...
I move to adjourn.
Close it out.
A second that.
Okay, we got a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Meeting over.